Next week, we're going to do a show, or in fact, a couple of shows on Islam, what you need to know about Islam, because we have a brand new resource out called Islam, the Best of the Christian Research Journal, What You Must Know. And again, we will be focusing on Islam next week, right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. But Islam, the resource, is available right now. And we point out that on the one extreme, Muslims are portrayed as a maniacal monolith. On the other extreme, they're being portrayed as peace-loving pacifists. During the dark days immediately following 9/11, one thing became painfully obvious. More often than not, we're being informed by rhetoric and emotional stereotypes rather than reason and evidence. That's why you need this resource. One of the articles I wrote for this resource, and it's quite a prodigious resource, is an article that answers the question, is the Quran credible? Because according to Islam, the Quran is not only credible, it is God's only uncorrupted revelation. In other words, the Bible, by virtue of the standard of Islam, cannot possibly be an uncorrupted revelation. The truth, however, as I've pointed out many times in the Bible Answer Man broadcast, is that the Bible can be demonstrated to be divine rather than merely human in origin. And that can't be said for the Quran. Because unlike the Bible, the Quran is replete with faulty ethics and factual errors. Let me give you an example. Surah 4:3. Muhammad allegedly received a revelation from God allowing men to marry women of your choice, 2, 3, or 4. But then ironically, in Surah 33:50, what I'm saying here is dangerous, but look, if you don't like it, it's in the Quran. Surah 33:50, Muhammad receives a divine sanction to marry any, I should say, quote, any believing woman who dedicates her soul to the prophet if the prophet wishes to wed her, close quote. There's the point. Other men were only permitted by the Quran to marry up to 4 wives. Allah, however, provided Muhammad with a divine exception for his marriage to at least 12 women and one girl that he wed at the tender age of 11. Also troubling is the fact that the Quran allows men to beat lightly their wives in order that they might return to obedience. Surah 4:34. When we compare the personal morality of Muhammad in the Quran with the personal morality of Jesus in the Bible, the difference is remarkable. The Quran exhorts Muhammad to ask forgiveness for thy fault. Conversely, Christ's ethics with regards to every aspect of life, including the treatment of women, was so unimpeachable that he could rightly ask, can any of you prove me guilty of sin? Unlike the Bible, the Quran is riddled with factual errors. A classic case in point involves the Quran's denial of Christ's crucifixion. This denial, chronicled in Surah 4, 157, is explicit and emphatic. Here's what it says. Again, I'm quoting the Quran. They killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them, for of a surety they killed him not. In reality, however, the fatal suffering of Jesus Christ is one of the most well-established facts of ancient history. And we point that out in the resource, again, that I'm holding in my hand, Islam, the Best of the Christian Research Journal, What You Must Know. The Quranic denial of Christ's crucifixion, of course, has led to a host of other errors as well. From a Muslim perspective, Jesus was never crucified, and therefore Jesus was never resurrected. Instead, in Islam, God made someone look like Jesus, and the lookalike was mistakenly crucified in place of Jesus. Here's the bottom line. The distance between the Muslim Quran and the Christian Bible is the distance of infinity. Not only does the prophetic prowess of the Bible elevate it far above the holy books of other religions, but as new archaeological nuggets are uncovered, the trustworthiness of Scripture, as well as the unreliability of pretenders to Scripture, is further highlighted. Faulty ethics, factual errors, together demonstrate that the Quran is devoid of divine sanction. In sharp contrast, ethics and factual evidence demonstrate that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin. Again, a great resource, the Best of the Christian Research Journal, compiled in one volume. You want to know Islam? This is the resource to get. It's available right now. It's a pretty big resource for your gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute to keep this voice circling the globe. We're getting so many testimonies that are flooding into the ministry offices of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Men broadcast. I want to read one of them to you. This is submitted by Christopher. He says, I just want to say I'm very excited to see Hank on YouTube now. I think this step towards utilizing Web 2.0 and the word of mouth is going to cause some needed controversy. I'm not talking about controversy for the sake of controversy, of course, rather controversy for the sake of truth. My hope and prayer is that it will reach more people and help them think biblically. I don't get your radio station where I live in Wheeling, West Virginia. However, I do enjoy listening to the broadcast online. And then catch this. I'm 23 years old as of last month, and I've been listening to the broadcast for 3 years. When I first started listening, I couldn't understand any of the terms being used, but I committed to listening. Now, I listen to the broadcast with a deep understanding on most topics discussed. It's enhanced my witness, enriched my relationship with God. Thank you to all who support the ministry, all who work behind the scenes at the Christian Research Institute. And Hank, thank you for being diligent in defending the truth. More importantly, thanks be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his grace towards us. Sincerely, Chris. A great letter. We're getting so many testimonies like this as we are utilizing so many mediums to get the message out across the world to the masses to make a difference for time and for eternity. And I, along with Chris, thank you, those of you who are standing with us on a regular basis, prayerfully and financially. I had promised to personalize the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition for people that gave $100 or more, and those are going out now in mass. We were actually out of stock for a little while. This morning, my office was flooded with copies of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition ready for me to personalize, and I finished all of them today. They're going out in the mail even as we speak. And for you, those of you who have not received a personalized edition of the Complete Bible Answer Man, Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, give us a call today. Again, for a gift of $100 or more to this ministry, I'll send you out a personalized copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book collector's edition, and they are now in stock, so I'll be personalizing them every day as they come across my desk. You can order online at equip.org. When you write me a post office box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. One more item of business before we go to our callers, and you can call 888-ASK-HANK to get your question on the air, is I have a brand new edition of the Christian Research Journal in my hand. And this journal is chock full of important information about cults, the occult, aberrant Christian theologies, all kinds of information to equip and inform you. One of the scariest movements that I have encountered, and I wrote about this in Counterfeit Revival, is Mike Bickle's end time teaching and his International House of Prayer. In an article in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal that I'm talking about, and I've got the first copy in my hand right now, Bickle firmly claims that we can know the specific season of Christ's return and then boldly tells his followers that he believes the end of the world will unfold in this generation. In other words, he's a date setter. In light of Bickle's conviction that we're living in the generation of Jesus' second coming, Bickle preaches that God is now raising up an elite end-time forerunner movement within the church. And he's praying for thousands of last-day forerunner Christians who will emerge in the spirit and the power of Elijah and defeat the Antichrist soon coming one world government. He teaches that Jesus' second coming can be sped up according to the degree of the church's spiritual maturity and readiness. The end times will reveal, he says, a killing Christ who is covered with blood as he marches through Jordan to free Jerusalem while engaging the Antichrist army in physical combat. And Bickle envisions that the end-time forerunner church will experience, catch this, greater things than the apostles themselves. He emphasizes that during the end times, Moses' miracles and the miracles of the book of Acts will be combined and then multiplied on a global level as the praying church looses God's judgments on the earth. Well, this article goes on and uncovers a false movement within the body of Christ that at the end of the day doesn't advance the kingdom of Christ, but drags Christ's name through the mud. Again, the Christian Research Journal, must reading, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You want to subscribe, you can do so in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Thousands of you calling in. We're going to go right to the phone lines. First up, Larry. I better not take you right now, Larry. I'm just looking at the clock. I got 57 seconds left to the break, so I'll take you on the other side of the break. Call in your questions, 888-ASK-HANK. I'll start taking your questions on the other side of the break. In the meantime, please pray for this ministry. We're never going to be politically correct and oftentimes not popular. We're going to tell it like it is, no matter what the cost. If it means losing radio stations, so be it. This is not a popularity contest. This is being prudent with the truth, because ultimately our motto is this: because truth matters. In essentials, unity; non-essentials, liberty; in all things, charity. But we will never compromise the truth. We'll be back again on the other side of the break in just a few moments with more of your questions. Please don't touch that dial.